A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donnie Meacham from OKMagazine.com is joining us. Donnie, are you there?
Hello, 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 Rob. It's so good to be here to talk to you with so much gossip going on. It's fabulous.
So much gossip. Let's jump right in. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
So Kim Kardashian is getting slammed for her, quote, inappropriate jokes about O.J. Simpson by no other than Nicole Brown's sister. So Kim generally has got praise for her abilities, her comic chops on SNL. However, her comments about O.J. Simpson, who was acquitted on 2 counts of murder in 1994 for the fatal stabbing of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and Ronald Goldman. Now Kim is getting absolutely slammed for those jokes by Nicole's sister. So Nicole's sister, her name is Tanya Brown. She spoke to TMZ and she said that the comments about the Simpson case were, quote, beyond inappropriate and insensitive. Overall, Tanya said Kim's skills were poor taste, whether they were written by her or by SNL producers. TMZ go on to report that Tanya is now reconsidering how much the famous family, how much the Kardashians actually cared about her late sister. Let's remember, Kim's mom, Kris Jenner, was supposed to be best friends with Nicole Brown Simpson. Donnie, I laughed at these jokes too, and now I feel terrible about it. We forget that all the jokes about OJ, two people died.
It is very, very sad. I think, though, at this point, what has not been said already out there? I think Tanya is only taking aim because it is Kim Kardashian, and it was done in such a big way, in a big manner. But also, we forget Robert Kardashian, who is Kim's dad, was a part of the case. Yeah. This has been a part of Kim's life, basically her entire life. It's a huge part of it.
It is a huge part of her life, and I'm not taking that away from her or her family. But is it a part of her life that you should be joking at? We've all had parts of our lives that were not that funny. We've all had them. Hopefully, none of us have had anything as horrific as this, although some people have. It's just something that I don't think we should be joking about. I don't want to be the joke police here, the comedy police, but I really enjoyed Kim. In fact, I was the first one to report she did such a good job. Comedy clubs were reaching out to Kim to come and do a stand-up routine. But now that Tanya, which is Nicole's sister, has come forward, I think she's onto something. She also added that Kim had the power to cut these references out of the show. She was the host. The show's host has an enormous amount of power. There are things I don't make fun of. I just don't. I don't make fat jokes because of my disability. I don't make fun of people with disabilities either. I don't make gay jokes. Are some jokes not funny?
No, I can see. Also, the one thing is out there, there are reports that Kanye did have a specific joke cut about him. Yes. So you think, all right, maybe she could have used a little more discretion. She wasn't willing to bash her ex-husband or husband that she's currently going through divorce. Maybe she could have rethought this, as they called, poor taste jokes.
Right. But what we're really interested about in this show, at least, is what you think. So it brings us to our poll question of the day. Kim Kardashian's OJ Simpson jokes are being called inappropriate by Nicole Brown's sister. Do you agree? Are they inappropriate? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Donnie Love, what are you working on?
Well, Adele, she's coming out full swing. That gorgeous,
gorgeous vocal cover. Gorgeous.
Well, now she's speaking out. Hashtag Free Britney campaign. And of course, she is supporting it. So she did an impromptu Instagram Live where she was answering fans' questions, which was hilarious because so many funny memes came out of it. Because she looked, Adele couldn't help it because she just looked a little bored, but she also just sitting there was funny. But she was talking about, you know, Spears's 13-year conservatorship. And what she said was, of course, I support hashtag Free Britney. I love Britney. Yeah. And then she went on to say that she's actually met her a few times and she absolutely adores her, adding, I'm so, so happy. I don't understand how another female singer out there couldn't look at Britney and go, that could have been me.
Right. Britney Spears, such a superstar. 13 years under this conservatorship. I do love that Adele is doing impromptu Instagram lives to promote her new album. She looked so uncomfortable. She said the first thing, she said, I've never done one of these before. Yes. Is anyone there? Hello, hello, hello. She didn't know if anybody was there, Donnie.
Like a grandma.
Millions of people were there. Thousands of people were there. But she was quite confused by it. Just adorable. And the problem is, or maybe the delight is, these Instagram lives, you get real questions. You don't get people like me or Donnie. You get what really your fans want to ask. And obviously Britney Spears is such a big topic that I love the fans ask this. Lots of really fun questions. I'd love more stars to do these. And instead of being interviewed on the Today Show or GMA or Jimmy Fallon, let your fans interview you. Pop up a little iPhone in your bedroom, your bathroom, wherever you want to do it. I'm very nosy, so hers was in her living room. I had a good look around on it. I wanted to see if she had any of her gold records up. She didn't. But I was really nosy, and I love the questions that real fans ask, and I do love, too, that she is supporting the Free Britney campaign. Moving along, Shawn Mendes is admitting that his anxiety battle was so extreme, he almost stopped singing. So he admitted his struggles impacted him so much that he couldn't sing anymore and even thought about quitting the business altogether. He said the following, quote, my personal wellness journey started a couple of years ago when I was going through a really dark time. He told this to GQ. He said he had so much anxiety that he couldn't sing anymore. It was all in his throat, which apparently is quite common for men. He said we experience those emotions as tensions in our back, our necks, and pain in our bodies. I couldn't sing anymore. I always had a thing about quitting. I didn't want to quit. Donnie, you've suffered a little bit with anxiety too. Was it in your throat?
Yeah, I suffered a lot from anxiety. I remember when you initially did Celebrity Page TV, you were there for me. It just the anxiety and the pressure of being there. And you can feel it. It actually stops you from talking. And there's actually a physical pain that overtakes your body. And your voice sounds like you're a 12-year-old going through puberty. And I went through many, many years ago. But it affects everything about you.
Donnie, and yet the truth is, I watched that first interview. You were a host on Celebrity Page for a while. You were brilliant. Your first one was really, really good. When you saw yourself, when you saw the final results, did you think, wow, I'm great? Or did you not enjoy yourself? Did you nitpick it?
Well, looking back on it, I was actually surprised that I even got through it. So I was very, very happy. But of course, I did nitpick myself as well.
Yeah. I'm the opposite. I don't know if it's a skill or a curse, but I never get nervous. I know it's terrible. I should get nervous sometimes because the things I do, I have no business doing. None whatsoever. But I don't really get nervous. I'm not sure if it's denial or stupidity, maybe arrogance, maybe all of them. But I don't get nervous. But I do have friends who suffer terribly, terribly with anxiety. Miss D. Dear Miss D, yes. Really, really suffers. One of them, she has more talent than I do, and yet she has more anxiety. I guess what it proves here is it's not related to your level of talent. It's something else going on. Actually, in the foreword answer, my new book, we talk about this, and we talk about how to silence those voices in your head telling you you are not good enough, because the dirty secret is you are... Donnie, what's going on with Ed Sheeran? Oh,
this story makes me just howl with laughter. Ed Sheeran is saying his proposal was almost ruined. So he was speaking on a Norwegian-Swedish talk show.
As you do.
And he recalled the time he proposed to his now wife, Cherry Seaborn. I love that name. The name is delicious.
What a great name. So broad. Literally, the Cherry Seaborn. Oh, it's lovely.
Reminds me of a little bit of a dancer, but that's fine too.
Oh.
But he talked about how it almost went wrong. He goes, I remember getting down on one knee and I said, will you marry me? Her response, she goes, are you effing joking? He said there was a long silence, awkward pause.
Oh, no.
And then he goes,
oh, no.
Please.
Please.
And he said it was like the most human he had ever felt, because in his career, he's always been, applauded for everything.
People are telling him yes. Fabulous. Everyone says yes to him. Yes.
It's amazing. I love that Cherry really made him think. But I think that happens more often than people realize, is it's the woman being caught off guard. Not everybody's expecting it, or the man being caught off guard. You're not expected to get proposed to every day of the week.
I know, but it's the terrible response. You've got to say yes or no immediately. And then you can't let somebody
awful.
Hang about. When Bruce proposed to me, it's such a magical, magical moment. I said yes before he even finished asking. In fact, it would have been embarrassing if he was asking me where I wanted to go for dinner that night. I said yes the minute I thought the proposal was coming. Yes. It's an adorable story. Hey, quickly, before we go to break, Kylie Jenner is posing naked, totally nude, covered in fake blood. So fans had a mixed reaction to these new photographs. At first glance, the sort of very gory pictures, seem quite random, but in true Kardashian Jenner form, why she's doing it is to promote her new makeup line. She wrote next to the photo, quote, my Kylie X Nightmare on Elm Street collection launches tomorrow. So clearly Halloween's coming up. These ladies are just so good at selling us stuff, Donnie. I mean, we're talking about it. It's a photograph. Yes, it looks really gory. She's dripping in blood. But once again, what are we talking about? Those Kardashian Jenners are marketing geniuses. Do you think they sit down and think about this? I guess, yes, they do. They think out, how are we going to get the most
attention?
Absolutely.
The women, these ladies have marketed every holiday, almost any type of thing that can be a celebration. There's a Kardashian Jenner line of something. And then if you just want to celebrate Tuesday, there's a tequila for you with a Jenner name on it.
There's a tequila.
It's wild.
Donnie, have you thought about Halloween yet? Do you enjoy Halloween? Do you dress up each year? It's not for you.
It's not for me because it goes back to anxiety. anxiety. A lot of people love dressing up because they feel like they can be somebody else. I get nervous because it draws attention to you.
I see. I'm not a big Halloween person either. Not because I don't like attention, though. I love it. But in Britain, we didn't have it really growing up. It's such an American phenomenon. We'd started now in Britain, but when I was growing up, nobody knew what it was. If somebody rang my doorbell and asked my mommy for a trick or a treat, she'd have no idea what you were talking about. They would have no idea.
Get off my lawn.
None whatsoever. What were you? Who are you? Would you like a cup of tea, she'd say? A biscuit? She had no idea what Halloween was. It's sort of a new thing. In New York, it can get a bit sloppy, though, because people get really drunk. I know. It frightens me a little bit. Countess Luann is hosting this Halloween party the night before Halloween, so she invited me to go to that. But it's at some sort of haunted house. Oh, I'd rather Mitch with Bottino. Yeah.
Why do you want to be scared? A little ghost running around? No, thank you.
I don't want to be scared. Oh, get away from me. It's not for me. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion.
That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle.
and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with my dear friend Donnie Meacham from OKMagazine.com. Hey, Donnie, let's get to the poll. Thank you, Donnie. So yesterday, our poll was, Jay-Z and Beyoncé could make history at the Oscars this year because they might both be nominated for an Oscar for Best Song. Who do you think deserves the award most, Beyoncé or Jay-Z? Let's have a look. Oh, 80% said Beyoncé. That's the noughties, though, on this show. We love Beyoncé. I'm sure if we were a rap show, Jay would win. We were saying yesterday, Donnie, how a lot of famous couples, there's always one that's a little bit more famous than the other. But I think with Beyoncé and Jay, they're pretty equally matched.
Yeah,
yes?
Well, first of all, Jay-Z already has the ultimate prize. That is Beyoncé. I'm sorry, Jay-Z. If you don't get another award for the rest of your life, you're doing okay. You already won, kid.
You won. Good point, my friend. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page, Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, Matt Amodio's Jeopardy winning streak, it is over. It was the second longest in history. 38 days. 38 days.
Congratulations. Oh, it's huge, Donnie. Huge.
It's hard for me to be smart one day. I couldn't imagine being smart 38 days in a row. That's a struggle. It's number two, of course, behind Ken Jennings, who won 74 games.
Ken Jennings. 74. Wow. This is so sweet. Now, some people think this could be a sad story. Absolutely not. Look at the glass half full. More than half full. Congratulations.
Full of money.
Matt. 30. $1 million. $1.5 million. $1 million. Hey, congratulations. Our nicest of the day. Smart people rock. And now, our naughtiest of the day.
Naughty.
Kumail Nanjiani got obsessed with his body. So Kumail debuted his body transformation on Instagram about 2 years ago. If you can't remember what he looks like, the picture is up on naughtygossip.com. It's worth looking at. But now he's admitting that he became obsessed with his eight pack. He became so obsessed with fitness, he could tell you what he weighs any hour of any day. And he said it's not a good thing. I lost a little bit of weight over the year of pandemic, and Donnie, I became a little obsessed too, and I've stopped now weighing myself, and life's better. Like, I've put a little on, I'll lose a little here, put a little on there, but I don't want to be obsessed with it. Do you hear what he's saying? It gets a bit scary.
Well, absolutely. Like most things in life, fitness is an addiction, because I know it happened with me too. Once I start going to the gym, I start going every day, and then some days I go twice a day, because you start liking how you feel and liking how you look.
Well, people flatter you. And I like people saying to me, I was out, and people are like, you look great. Who doesn't want to hear that? And so it sort of reinforces it. Lindsay Lohan said this when she was struggling with eating disorders. Everyone kept telling her she looked great and she felt terrible. But it reinforces and it encourages you to carry on that behavior. So our naughtiest of the day, and I'm glad that he is admitting it. Hey, let's have a moment of Rob. You get a Rob.
You get a Rob.
Thank you, Donnie. Sponsored by The Forward Answer, my new book. It's out now. Thank you to everyone that's bought it. And if you haven't, it's available at Amazon.com. So the book is full of celebrity quotes, really great celebrity quotes. And this one really touched me today. It's from Emma Stone. Quote, I remind myself to be kind to myself. And as slightly ridiculous as it may sound, to treat myself in the same gentle way that I'd treat a daughter of mine. It really helps. So this meant so much to me because I'm a good guy. I'm a nice guy. I treat my friends really well, but I didn't treat myself well, Donnie. I was kind to my friends, and then I'd come home, look in the mirror, and call myself fat.
That's not being kind to yourself. If you wouldn't say it to someone you love, don't say it to yourself. What do you
think? I think in a weird, you know, almost sad way, is it is human nature to be nicer to other people than it is to be nicer to yourself. And because we want to be liked by people, so you feel like you need to be nice, but nobody ever wants to like themselves. And it's a little hard and scary, and it can be difficult to come to that realization of, oh, wow, I look good today. Oh, wow, my hair looks great today. Just little comments that you can say to yourself to pep yourself up.
Say nice things to yourself. And I don't think it's human nature. I think we're taught to do this. And if we can be taught to do it, we can be untaught to do it too. Look in the mirror. Be kind to yourself every single day. Be kind to yourself. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Normally, I ask for you to leave a comment on the podcast, but today I'm asking that you leave a comment for my book on Amazon.com. Don't worry about the podcast. We're doing great. We have amazing comments, hundreds and hundreds of comments. The podcast is on fire. The numbers are better than ever. Where I need the help today is on the book. So if you bought a book on Amazon.com, please leave a review. I know I ask an enormous amount of you naughties, but you've never let me down. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And remember, all together now, let me hear you singing out loud. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody. Picnic.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.